Doesn't ring a bell, huh? Well, if it was the year 1886, it darn well would ring bells, carillons worth of bells. The 31-year-old Nikisch was simply the most famous and influential conductor of his day. Peter Tchaikovsky observed Nikisch in 1887 and described him thusly. And this is Tchaikovsky describing Artur Nikisch. Quote, Herr Nikisch is elegantly calm, sparing of superfluous movement, as an aside, as opposed to the young Mahler, who is constantly being criticized for jumping around on the podium like a lunatic, yet at the same time, wonderfully strong and self-possessed. He does not seem to conduct, but rather to exercise some mysterious spell. He hardly makes a sign and never tries to call attention to himself. Yet we feel that the orchestra, like an instrument in the hands of a wonderful master, is completely under the control of its chief, unquote. Artur Nikisch was an excellent conductor and a sympathetic, conciliatory man. Gustav Mahler was a great, ultimately a transcendent conductor who engendered controversy and violent criticism wherever he went. While most of the conducting plums went to Nikisch that first fall in Leipzig, Mahler had his share of works to conduct. And as usual, his disregard for tradition, and this is how we've always done it here in Leipzig, yes, and his scrupulous attention to detail made audiences and critics either love him or hate him. My friends, many of you might not realize this, but conducting is a contact sport. Except for the president of the United States or a quarterback about to be creamed by a safety blitz, no one in the public eye is subjected to so many slings, arrows, blunt objects, elbows, teeth, fingernails, ridicule, and general abuse than a conductor. Mahler used to speak about the battle wounds sustained by conductors, and his own battle scars were no less real than those of a flogging victim, despite their invisibility. Now back to Leipzig. Everyone needs a big break, and Mahler's came along in February of 1887, 5 months into his contract at Leipzig. Nikisch had fallen gravely ill. On February 6, 1887, without warning, Mahler had to conduct Rossini's The Barber of Seville, and 3 days later, Wagner's Die Walküre. The Barber was a huge success, Die Walküre was a triumph, with Mahler receiving sustained applause after each act and 15 curtain calls at the conclusion of the performance. Well, well, well. The brain trust of the Neues Stadttheater there in Leipzig did a quick huddle and decided that Gustav Mahler would replace Artur Nikisch for the remainder of the season. Mahler conducted 17 different operas in March, 16 different operas in April, and 13 different operas in May. I get tired just thinking about it. Mahler crowned the season by conducting Wagner's Ring Cycle to unanimous enthusiasm. Artur Nikisch? Nikisch who? Indeed, Bernard Vogel, the single most important and influential critic in Leipzig, named Mahler as being chiefly responsible for the opera's recent success, which was, according to Vogel, quote, due to his enthusiasm, his determination, his perseverance, the artistic insight and assurance from which he had assimilated the operas down to the final details. Some people have thought it good, without furthermore quite understanding why, to keep on expressing reservations about the success achieved by Herr Mahler's magnificent talent as a conductor. One would think, yes, insist, that they stop now, unquote. For all intents and purposes, Mahler's victory over his critics in Leipzig was complete, and his eventual fame and fortune as a conductor were guaranteed. It was just a matter of time and ambition before he reached the top. The other major event of these Leipzig years was for Mahler something we must give very short shrift to, and that was his completion of Carl Maria von Weber's opera, Die Drei Pintos, the Three Pintos, the horses, my friends, not the Ford Motor Company's self-immolating autos of the 1970s. Carl Maria von Weber, 1786 to 1826, was an extraordinary early romantic German composer who died all too young at the age of 40. Even as a young conductor, Mahler had developed a well-earned reputation as an interpreter of Weber's music.